Hello everyone, it's your girl Kristen Aline John with another episode of Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. And it's been a week since I've been here with you guys, and that's because I've been having the week of my life. And if you can't tell from the sound of my voice, that is sarcasm. Let me tell you, I have been obeying what the Spirit has been telling me to do. And there has been a lot of backlash, and there's a lot of things that I had to deal with this week. And I told myself, despite waging this war, I am going to continue what I do believe God wants me to do in this season. Because even if just one person hears what the Holy Spirit is saying, then it would be worth it. I have tried to upload videos throughout the week and it did not load, even though I believe that that was supposed to be sent. And I know there's a lot of, you know, just a battle with it, but we must press on nonetheless. Just as I told you, last episode, and guys, do check it out because it was really good. If you're looking for encouragement to push through even when times are hard, we have to consider it all joy when we go through various trials. And I mean, this is not one, two trials. It's many happening at the same time. But by the grace of God, we are going to get through everything we need to get through because we are His and we are not alone. So before I came here, I went into a word of prayer and I said, Holy Spirit, I don't come here on my own account. I only want to say what you would have me say. And he transported me to a vision of seeing an apple tree with some luscious green land, and the apples, there were so many apples that had fallen on the grass. And I said, apples, okay, you know, what exactly does that mean? And through just going deeper in the spiritual realm, the Holy Spirit revealed, what I want you to talk today about is about my apples who have fallen off of my tree. And today I can guarantee you that anything you hear me say, it was not prepared. It is simply through the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So hear me. There's a reason why you have pressed on this podcast. And if this does not relate to you, or you do know someone who may benefit from this, or there's someone that the Holy Spirit has been prompting you in your spirit to speak about this topic, this is for you. Now, you know, on Jesus Freak, we speak about topics that are not very common, or as we say, it's a bit distasteful to have those conversations, or simply we're just not comfortable talking about it. And especially in today's world, where it appears as if the worldly culture is taking more precedence than the Jesus culture, we are here to change the way we have conversations about having this Christian lifestyle. It's one of the best decisions all of us have ever made, but it doesn't mean that we don't have the same challenges as persons who are outside of Jesus's fold. And as a result of that, we have to experience all the things and all the different agendas of the world, and we have to be able to discuss how we as Christians need to navigate throughout these challenging situations. So we are not going to be shy. However, let's talk about what it means when, you know, we all go through periods throughout our walk with Christ where we're really energetic and we're on fire for God, and then we go through a series of trials, or something happens like someone dies, or we lose our job, or we end up in financial disappointment, and we're kind of like, well, God, if you're really real, why would you allow these things to happen to me? And we sort of have a sort of wilderness-like experience, and we keep going around in a rock and meeting the same rock, just like the Israelites. And we're like, well, maybe God is not really that real, you know, because if he was real, I'm doing all these things right, and he still hasn't bailed me out or heard me out. And as a result, there's still that little, a little flicker there, but it's not a flame. Or maybe that flicker totally went out. And that's, and that happens. You can be a fire flaming lover of Jesus Christ, and then the next minute you're basically an atheist. We're seeing it happen, because the reality is our soul is constantly at war between the kingdom of good and the kingdom of darkness. And as a result of that, we are not going to think that the enemy's camp is going to see us giving our life over to God, and he's not going to wage war against us to make us despondent, to make us hopeless, to make us doubt, to make us fearful. No, because he has his work to do. All right. So sometimes, hopefully just for a short period of time, the negative voices and the agendas of the kingdom of darkness does get in and affect the divine will that God has over our lives. But all hope is not lost. The Bible reminds us that we are only going to be fruitful if we remain connected to the vine. And right now, as God is showing me, it is very clear that many of us, we were once connected to his entire tree, but because of different circumstances in life, we have cut our life support from being through, you know, the tree of life. And, you know, even though the Bible didn't specify that it was an apple that Eve ate, it is not by coincidence that apple is metaphorically used. If we look at various parts of the Bible, in particular in Proverbs 7 verses 2, God says, "Keep my commandment and live." Yeah? "And my law as the apple of thine eye." Now, why exactly did God say that? Well, the term "apple of thine eye" really is a Hebrew expression that means little man of the eye. So, you know, sometimes you're speaking to someone and in your eye, in the person's eye, you can actually see your reflection. So that obviously communicates that there's a level of intimacy, or, you know, there's a soul connection between the person that is standing in front of you, because they are in your viewpoint of your eye. So it is with God. We are the apples of his eye. He created us in his image and his likeness, and he loves us to the very core, no pun intended, but he really does. And we carry his seed. And sometimes when we allow life's challenges and difficulties to allow us to become separated from the vine, we end up on the ground and we are among the green grass and life feels good and many other people are doing the same thing, you know, so we're feeling like, well, no one is really doing Christianity anymore, which, by the way, is a lie from the pits of hell. And, you know, the grass does seem greener on this side. But I'm here to tell you that eventually, just as an apple that has fallen on green, luscious ground would eventually rot and wither away because it is not connected to its true source to receive water, to receive nutrients from the soil, so too it would be from God's fallen apples. The Bible reminds us of the fallen angels who sought after power so much that God had to cast them out from that firmament. But can I tell you that even though those fallen angels, their very day of election is sure, God has still extended his hand of grace to us. I know life has been hard. I know sometimes you are angry with God, and I know sometimes you are very discouraged. But I'm here today by the leading of the Holy Spirit to remind you that he still loves you and you are still the apple of his eye. That is why the pandemic hasn't taken you out. That is why the rape didn't take you out. That is why the assassination attempt didn't take you out. That's why your mental illness or your physical sickness did not take you out. That is why their rejection only made you stronger, because God still has a purpose for you. Are you going to allow him to do the work that he started in you? to bring you to an expected end and to help advance his kingdom in these last days? Or are we going to allow ourselves to continuously lay on the seemingly luscious ground but eventually rot and wither because we are not connected to the true source? You can only win if you are connected to the true source. The world makes it look as if you are winning away from God, but you are not. And you know this. Now, all hope is not lost if you indeed have backslidden or you are a fallen apple. How do I know that? Because you're still here, because you're hearing my voice, because God is a master strategist and he knows exactly that you needed to hear this, or you needed someone to be able to send this to you so that you would reconnect with your first love, so that you can be restored again, so that you could receive the nutrients and the love and the warmth that you deserve in a way that the world cannot fulfill. God has his hand extended. He's that tree. And he's saying, would you come back to me? Would you reconnect with me? How do you do this? Well, allow your flesh to wither. Ask God for forgiveness. And turn away from those activities that are not in alignment with his commandments. And say, God, forgive me. I believe you as my personal Lord and Savior. Would you welcome me back home? And just as many farmers can use the withered product of a fallen apple and mulch it back into the ground to form nutrients that would eventually supply and enrich the quality from that same tree, God will be able to use those dead places, those withered places, those dry bones, and he'll be able to use that for the glory of his kingdom. In 2021, God instructed me to write a book called Ravens Outside, and that's basically what it is in a nutshell. And if you're interested, you simply could just message me on the email deu3230@gmail.com, and I'll send it to you as a PDF free of charge. It is simply God using those parts of your life for the advancement of his kingdom. So let's say you were a prostitute or a sex worker, whatever is the politically correct term. God will be able to use that situation you've gone through for you to be able to be a witness when people see that you were able to turn your life around, and you would be able to have better access to go into those territories that conventional Christians are afraid of. And you would be able to change the lives of many. I am telling you, God's kingdom here on earth wants you, has need of you, but more so, God simply loves you. And just like Adam and Eve were before the total separation due to disobedience, God wants to reconnect with us and he wants to be intimate with us once again. This is not about religion. This is not about if you go to church. This is about making God your friend, your father, your confidant, your warrior, your chief justice once again. Would you accept the call? Dear God and Holy Father, Holy Spirit, I thank you for this word that you've given us here tonight. I decree and declare that you are going to allow all those who may have stepped away from your life-sustaining tree to be reconnected once again. Lord, I cannot change anyone, only you can. So we pray, oh God, that you send your Holy Spirit, oh Lord, to evoke change so that once again persons will be recommitted to your fold. We thank you that you are a loving God. We thank you that your grace extends to us. And we thank you, oh God, for caring so much for us, that one apple, that one sheep. And we thank you in advance for welcoming them back to your fold as we continue to advance your kingdom, in no other name but the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Hallelujah. 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 Yahweh, you are to be praised. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. I pray that this word would go forth and bring forth change in your life. I love you guys, but God loves you more. See ya.